Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were instructed that it is the responsibility of local church members to help fellow believers alter their behaviors so they become holy in all manner of living. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
On his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
Now, look, many of us have endured for years in God's house. And probably, you've been saved for a while and you've been faithful to God's house, you can tell, as I can, of defeats in our life before we were saved and even since we were saved. But when we give God control, then we'll find that there's victory. But as we share the victories of God and what He can do, others can then see, yes, letting Christ have in control, learning the word, learning sound doctrine, I can be victorious and used as well. So, you're deceived by the diverse lusts and pleasures that the evil tries to tempt you with and confuses your new position. Because the old and new nature are at war within you. Yeah, see, when you got saved, the old nature didn't leave you. It's still there. But now you have the new nature. And so you need to learn to walk in that new nature. Then we disregard the reproof, the rebuke, and exhortation. When we do that, we are headed for a fall. You get mad at that preacher because he hits sin, and that makes your young people mad, makes your children mad, makes other people mad. You better heed. It's the word of God, and He's rightly dividing it. You better heed it. Culture does not define the word of God. The Holy Spirit does. Be careful about serving diverse lust and pleasure, the desire to be accepted by the world. That word for serving is a Greek word, doulos, but it's in a form that's of a present tense of continuing, the lowest form of a servant, but it's a continuing, ongoing thing in serving the Lord. You don't get your feelings hurt and quit. Oh, you don't like what he said, so you're quitting. No. That's a bad Christian. So, if you have a problem with your pride, which that would be you quit when it doesn't go your way. Problem of lust. Pleasure's been more important than that. Malice. Hateful. Hating one another. Those things aren't of God. And they will hinder living for the Lord, serving the Lord the way you ought to. That is, with behavior that becometh holiness, which the Holy Spirit is trying to lead you to do and be. And you're resisting the Holy Spirit because you like doing those things. You're blaming the preacher, you're blaming other Christians, but really, you like to do those things. And so you're resisting the Holy Spirit, not the devil. And therefore, Satan gains more victory in your life. So, my friend, do you see it? That as a church, as a local church, you as a believer in a local church needs to learn to edify one another, to encourage one another in the Word of God, to encourage one another in serving the Lord, to encourage one another as we face the issues of life, to encourage behavior that becomes holiness, to edify instead of being a busybody or gossip, a busybody in other men's matter. Now, having said all of that, I want to speak to you Christians that are out there listening today. Pastors, this goes for us. We as pastors are, we're always finding fault, someone in the church. There are times that as a pastor, I may have to, with a board, like a deacon board, school board, or something of that nature, just say, this person's at this place, and I think they're causing a problem here, they're causing a problem there. We have it. We got it down. We may have to let them go. You know, I've never enjoyed letting people go. There's no joy in that whatever. But one of the things that I believe is important is that you not only let the person know why you're letting them go, but you let know the person that God can still use you. Try to get over this thing. This is what brought your defeat. And we warned you before, but it didn't work. Go out from here. Go to another place. God has given you a gift. Don't let these things destroy it. Because you have to let somebody go, pastor, that doesn't mean they're your enemy. And they may think that you're their enemy. But don't make them your enemy. Don't lie about them. I mean, don't. Somebody calls you up and says, what about this guy who wants to go to my church? You're wanting to get him out of your city, out of your state. Yeah, great guy. And you don't tell him why he's gone. Just make him think that he left. Well, then that wouldn't be right either. But folks in the church, just because somebody else's child gets more recognition than yours, or they get more recognition for their work than you do for yours, or whatever it is, we're doing it all for Jesus. And let's learn to edify one another, build one another up. If somebody seems to not like you, then go out of your way continually. Try to make a friend out of that person. Do nice things for them. Send a card. Let them know that something they did, what a blessing that was to you, that when they did that, or whatever it is. Just try to edify one another. You know, our testimony, not because I say this, but because Jesus said it in John 13:34-35, they'll know you're my disciples because of how you love one another. Factions, divisions, hating one another is a terrible testimony for any individual Christian, let alone a local church. You think America's in trouble? I think it is. So let's get it right. If we can't straighten out a problem like this, how can we expect America to have revival? You know, the revival has to start in your own heart. Would you right now with me, Christian, do these two things? Ask God to show you in your heart things that are wrong in your life as an individual, that is, as an individual Christian, and as a member of the body of Christ in the local church. Ask the Lord to show you what, and show us what we're failing to do, and show us what He wants us to do. We do that. I'm going to pray. You may pray silently there where you are and from your heart, or you may listen and say, that's for me. That's for me. And you pray. But whatever it is, turn it over to the Lord right now, will you? Be all for Jesus. Ask God to help you attain through His Word and His Holy Spirit that level of behavior that becometh holiness, and that your church would be that as a light in the community and the world, and that men would know that you are true disciples of Jesus Christ, and that we are true disciples of Christ. Father, I pray now that as we go into this time of prayer, there are Christians perhaps listening. And Lord, I pray that if you've spoken to their heart, respond to you. Lord, show me, show each of us what ought not to be in our lives. And help us by your power and strength to forsake those things. But in the same manner, show us what you want added to our life. And may we, again, by your directing and power, add those things to our lives. Show us how we can edify one another. Show us how we can unite with our church to helping it be a light for Christ in our community and the missions around the world. So, Father, at this time, we commend it to you. We ask you to work. We ask you to do a special ministry in each of our hearts. We love you. We need you. The days are dark, but nothing is greater than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So help us to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. I pray this for each one that's listening that knows Christ as Savior. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my friend, if you prayed that way or similar, you prayed along with me, would you let us know? We want you to be a part of your local church's ministry that helps it to mature in behavior that becometh holiness. On the other hand, you aren't even sure you're saved. You're not sure if you die tonight that heaven's your home. Again, you go to our website. The plan of salvation is on there. Look for it, and you can listen to it. And I'll show you how you can know that you can be saved, that you can be rescued, that you can be saved from the penalty and the power of your sin and have everlasting life. And I pray you'll write us as well. My friend, let's together pray for revival. Revival of righteousness and true holiness in America. Helping bring us to the fullness of the stature of Christ. I want to thank you for listening today to The Lamp and Light. And I pray that you'll ask your friends to listen too, because that's how The Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on His firm foundation, for